rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you all are having a great day. Big Christmas. I'm sure a lot of you are shopping and fixing and decorating and things to do. I'm so glad that you joined with me. And even if you are getting to watch this afterward, either way, Merry Christmas. I was just this morning watching Handel's Messiah. I'm going to make sure to share that over on the social media so you guys can watch it. And it's exactly what I've been talking about. I've just been saying it instead of singing it, but it is about the wonderful, say to God's people, your day of servitude, the day of the enslavement is over, that you will receive a double portion for all that you have endured. This is really what Handel's Messiah starts out with, and I was just really, really enjoying it. So I'm going to make sure to share that with you guys today so you guys can maybe make that part of your Christmas tradition, because that's what we're waiting for. I'm ready for a big Christmas. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for a big Christmas. I don't need any presents except arrests. And I'm going to show you what I think that President Trump is trying to tell us. I'm hoping so. So don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button. Make sure that you are subscribed and that you always share the good news. We are very, very blessed to see how this is literally biblical. If you're new here, my name is Melissa Redpill. Go to melissaredpill.com and you will see the wonderful truth about the end times. It's for those of you who are not familiar, this is my book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's the end times for them. It's the end of it for them. We're going to talk about one of these amazing Bible stories that you might not have heard about. I'm going to show you that in a little bit. And also where we are headed in the golden age. It's just you guys, it's going to be so amazing. Really, I hope you guys are enjoying that book, because when you start looking at God's word and what He has promised, you're just going to be shocked at all that we have to look forward to. And we are so blessed to live in this day. Health, wealth, peace, unity. And we're seeing it happening before our eyes. We're seeing the controlled demolition of the New World Order, criminal, satanic cabal. So enjoy the show. Just really, with the eyes of faith, I'm just so glad that we have the eyes to see it. So definitely check into it. You can also see all my resources over here for you. I have over 1,000 videos. If you go to the video section, you'll see literally 1,000 videos, and from all kinds of topics, specifically the biblical astronomy, so that you can really decode Revelation, as well as if you want to see information about the lost tribes of Israel, the truth about the Israelites, because they've lied to us about that. So many things that we've uncovered in this day. And also I've got my books, End Times, information there if you want to really learn the wonderful truth about end times, as well as my audiobooks. Plus, this is the real social media right here if you want to join the real Melly. So let's get started. What does President Trump, what is he saying? He announced something, and I wanted you to see it. He's got this Homeland Security announcement that he just put out. Listen very carefully. He says, this Christmas, these worst of worst murderers, pedophiles, and violent assailant criminal illegal aliens are off American streets. What is he saying? Tell me in the chat. Hey, I'm glad to see you guys over in the chat. Yes, I'm so glad, Luke, that you've read all the books. I hope you really enjoyed them. It's really built up your confidence that this is the day. This is it. So exciting to watch what God has promised and what he is doing in our day. It's really exciting. So, yes, look, I believe what he's saying with this comment, you guys, is that this is an announcement about what they're, like what we're seeing right now. It's that he's saying what he's about to do. I really do think so. This Christmas, your Christmas present for this year. It's weird because this Christmas feels different to me. I don't know. For some reason, it's very different for me. This Christmas, I want to make sure that everybody understands what he's doing. I really do think that he's doing like Washington crossing the Delaware and defeating the Hessian soldiers going in when they were drunk for, their celebration for Christmas, which is not, that's not what Christmas is about at all, but that he went and destroyed the enemies of America, the enemies of freedom. They were trying to snuff out America at its inception, and Washington went with 2,400 soldiers across the Delaware and got rid of them. And the same thing is happening to this day. These very ones who have been trying to snuff out America, destroy America, they will be snuffed out. The worst of worst murderers, pedophiles, violent, assailant, criminal, illegal aliens are off American streets. Off American streets, as in arrested. Oh, please let that be our Christmas present this year, right? Who wants that for Christmas this year? Okay, the other thing I want you to see, so I had posted that saying, I think he's telling us what is about to happen. Actually, the other day when he had his meeting, do you guys see that he said, my fellow Americans? He started it out with my fellow Americans. I'm going to be speaking, on the show. And that was really kind of funny. If you guys didn't know, the media thought he was going to come out and announce like war against Venezuela. And it got him roped into doing this, to showing him on his video at prime time. And he used it to boast about all the great accomplishments that he has done. So that was kind of funny. They never learn. Anyway, the other thing, he's a media genius. He's a genius in so many ways, but he's a media genius of all things. But I just feel like that's a huge piece of what's happening right now is we're going to see something really big for Christmas, I hope. I know everybody it is. All right. Then yesterday, he was in North Carolina doing the man never stops. The man never stops. So he was at this event promoting some of these who are up for election. And even this man who, one of the congressmen from there, said, how do you do it? I don't even know how you do it. It really, he's very much blessed of the Lord. He's the chosen of the Lord. So here he's talking about, let me see if I can refresh this. He's talking about, I wonder what Melania thinks about this. He's talking about her underwear drawer. And it was so funny. It was so funny. And so I want you to hear, though, what he's saying. Everybody's focusing on he's talking about her underwear. But what is he really saying? Check this out. There's him in my house. Okay, check this.
And then your drawer, they looked at both. And she's a very meticulous person, like these people. It's just like she fit into your group very well. She'd be very happy with her. But everything is perfect. Her undergarments, for reason, is sometimes referred to as panties, are folded, perfect, wrapped. They're like so perfect. I said, that's beautiful. The part of the world she came from, everything was perfect, no problem. Fold, fold, fold. I think she steams them, makes you... We came home. I wasn't there when the raid took place. A raid of a popular president, a former president. She opened the drawers and it was not that way. They were a mess. It was all over the place. And she said, oh, what happened? That's so terrible. But it's terrible. I went into my young boy's room. These thugs are disgusting, and we cannot let them get away with this stuff. We have all the evidence now. We have all the evidence, and we have to do something about it. We have to do something about it. It's illegal and it's disgusting.
There you go. Okay. Couldn't everybody's focused on, I hope you could hear that. Could you hear it? Yeah, he is so funny. He's so funny. You know, I think everyone's focused on the underwear. He's literally up there talking about Melania's underwear drawer. And the honest truth is, of all the things that they've done, you know, the crimes against children are obviously number one on the list. And kind of, he's kind of pointing to that, you know, that they, you know, this is off limits. You do not, you know, touch children, you know. And so he's kind of saying it without saying it. But at the end, he said something has to be done. Something has to be done about it. And so, yeah, it's disgusting. And so he said, we have to do something. We have all the evidence. We have to do something about it. And I'm like, I added, lock them up. So what do you guys think? Do you think that he is pointing to, you know, that these people have to be locked up? And I didn't even bring this up for today, but a screenshot of this, but Epstein files, a bunch of them just came out. I just posted a picture of Bill Clinton, and they were saying on MSNBC, which, you know, this guy who's speaking on MSNBC, they were like, stop, don't say that. But they say they should call these files the Clinton files, not the Epstein files, because Clinton was the one who was really involved, and that was really amazing. They're like, stop, take the words back, because they want it to be that it's because, you know, that Trump is evil. Of course, he's not. He's doing, anybody who doesn't understand what's going on, they don't really need to be part of the conversation, because if they don't see clearly that President Trump is ending the bankers with the $66. Somebody tell me what the price of gold is and silver is today. Silver was at $66 the other day when he's destroying the banksters, which they bet against silver, so that's going to destroy the banks. Destroying their war machine, ending all these wars. If they don't understand, he's going after the drug cartels. That if someone who thinks that he's doing evil, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's wrong with their brain. But anyway, yeah, it's a beautiful day to witness the controlled demolition of the deep state criminal cabal. This is what the Lord promised to us in his word, and it's in Handel's Messiah. The day of this evil is over. So exciting. Now, there's another thing that President Trump said. He's announcing that he's sending every single military member a dividend of $1,776 before Christmas. So they already, I think, I saw them dancing that like they already got it. I'm sure they didn't have to get the check in the mail. It automatically deposited right into their account with just one little button. So Merry Christmas. What's he saying? $1,776. He's saying we're bringing 1776, the Washington crossing the Delaware, defeating the Hessian mercenaries. We're bringing that down on the New World Order cabal. He said it, not me. And of course, you guys have already seen me talk about where Kash Patel said we're going to bring down this disease corrupt temple by the end of the year. I didn't say it. He said it. I'm just telling you what he said. And now President Trump is saying the same thing with money. 1776 coming right at you, right between the eyes. 1776 is the destruction of the criminal cabal. That's really what the whole point of our country being conceived and a free country, because every other country had been, you know, a kingdom and controlled by these kings. The whole point of 1776 is we are a free people. If you haven't seen my videos before about the Daniel passages where there's this amazing eagle, beautiful eagle that had, first of all, it was a lion with eagle's wings, and the eagle's wings were plucked off and they became a man standing on his feet. In other words, we are free. We are not part of these empires anymore. We are free people standing on our own two feet on the land, free men and women. And because of that, the countries all over the world then began to have their own constitutions where they have their freedoms. It all started with America. That's why they hate America. America, as you see behind me, the beautiful Omer, the blessing bundle. That's what 1776 is about. We're not going to be ruled by them anymore. and they've tried everything in the world to stop us, but they will not be able to stop us. So thank you, Lord, for President Trump. Check out what he has to say.
Proud to announce.
No. No. Come on.
So proud to announce that more than 1,450,000 military.
Okay, I totally messed that up. Let me try it one more time.
And 50,000 military servicemen. And think of this, 1,450,000 military service members will receive a special, we call Warrior Dividend before Christmas, a Warrior Dividend in honor of our nation's founding in 1776. We are sending every soldier $1,776. Think of that. And the checks are already on the way. Nobody understood that one until about 30 minutes ago. We made a lot more money than anybody thought because of tariffs, and the bill helped us along. Nobody deserves it more than our military, and I say congratulations to everybody. And by the way, we now have record enlistment in our military, and last year we had among the worst recruitment numbers in our military's history. What a difference a year makes.
Love you, President Trump. It's more than about money, the $1,776. I'm happy for them to have, they deserve it. And 10 times that, 100 times that, our military is the only way. The Hessians never knew what hit them. They never knew what hit them. I don't know when it's going to be. I hope it's for Christmas. I really, really do. Because as you know, and I've told you many times, I just did a video about the Bethlehem Star. The Bethlehem Star appeared in June, in the summertime. It was not at Christmas time in the dead of winter. Now, the name of this video is Dark to Light. And so we've talked about the dark to light for a long time. We've also had the Santa Claus with the hammer, like bringing down the hammer. So it would make sense. And I think that our forefathers knew that Christmas, there would be something big at Christmas. And you know that there's an angel standing in the sun on Christmas this year. Interesting, which is Venus is in the sun. It's anyway, watch my video about it. Go watch on my Melissa Red Pill X. You can see a little clip of that. All right, so yes, our wonderful president sending out the military a warrior dividend, a Christmas message for them. Of course, what happened in 1776, they killed the mercenaries. All right, so now, why is this being so mean to me? Come on, little laptop, you can do it.
76. As you know, our great nation was founded in the crucible of revolution in that year. Now, as we enter the Christmas season some 250 years later, we are proud to provide 1776 with a whole new modern meaning for our joint force. As he announced to the nation last night, thanks to President Trump's unwavering commitment to our warriors and the provisions provided in the One Big Beautiful Bill, more than 1.45 million service members will, in the coming days, receive a one-time tax-free bonus of $1,776. This has never happened before. Every member of our military, E1 to 06. We're calling it the Warrior Dividend, a direct investment in the brave men and women who carry on the legacy of our armed forces every single day. This Warrior Dividend serves as yet another example of how the War Department is working to improve the quality of life for our military personnel and their families. I can think of no better Americans to receive this check right before Christmas. Whether it's for pay, housing, faith support, all elements of what we're doing are to rebuild our military. So to the American warrior, President Trump and I and the entire War Department, we have your back. We thank you for your service, and we thank you for your sacrifice. We love you and your families, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
That's right. We wish you a Merry Christmas and thank you for your service, all the servicemen and women, especially those on the border and those who are in this operation who will at one point, whenever it is, will go and arrest these people. You know, in the past, I haven't felt like we were really ready. I feel like we're ready. This whole thing, Israel for last, this, everybody's starting to realize what's going on, how they hijacked these operations, all these you know, these religious groups. I mean, it's just, we've had so much disclosure. So we will see, as he's saying here, they do very much deserve it. But they put themselves at risk. They know that people have, you know, just been ambushed, you know, whether in Syria or at the White House. You know, this is it's a big deal. It's a big day. All right, so that was wonderful. Also, our wonderful president destroyed this ISIS operation that was trying to rear its ugly head. Whenever you hear ISIS, who do you think of? Israeli intelligence service. All right, they have made all these rogue groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, whatever you want to call them, and this is all a New World Order group to lay blame with someone else. This is how they've played this evil game for a long, long time. President Trump is onto it, and when ISIS started to rear its head again, they were destroyed. I just posted this morning the video that he shared about the it being blown up. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, says the U.S. forces commenced Operation Hawkeye strike in Syria. Today we hunted and killed our enemies, lots of them, and we will continue. We will continue. Nothing can stop what is coming. This is it. I just can't wait. Remember how many times I've quoted the passage in God's Word that says we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. He's also, and I think I have a video of this too. Oh yeah, it's on here when we're talking about the gold card. When he was talking about the gold card, they have received $1.3 billion in Trump gold card sales. People are buying basically the ability to come and have, you know, be a part of America, be a citizen. And so all these behind President Trump are the big pharma people. We're going to talk about that in just a second. I have a wonderful guest with me who's joining with me today to talk to us about that. But this big pharma, it's over. And he's forcing them to have the prices that are competitive, that we won't pay higher prices than the rest of the world. Now, what are they going to do? Are they going to raise prices for everyone in the world? We'll see what they end up doing. The bottom line is I just hope and pray that more people will say, you know what, I'm going to look for alternative therapies instead of Big Pharma, who has proven themselves to not be working in our interest. Now, did you guys see that the FDA this week has a black box label on the jab? And they're getting out of the business of telling everybody what they should put, you know, what jabs they should put into their children. They said, you know what, that's not our business. That's between them and the doctor. So there you go. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of situation. So that's really, really great. But yeah, so this gold card here, it's $1 million. $1 million. President Trump is playing. I think this is another message to us. Is he's playing the Trump card. He's playing the Trump card. We've always heard all of our lives playing the Trump card. President Trump is playing the Trump card. $1 million goes live. An applicant receives a lawful permanent resident status. There you go. EB1 or EB2 visa holder. A direct path to citizenship for all qualified and vetted people. So, there's it. How could he? He's having them pay for it. Well, $1 million. That's putting their money where their mouth is. They're proving that they are pro-America, that they are for America, and that they have to work on behalf of America. I just posted something yesterday also about the Ford Foundation. Not the Ford Foundation. How Henry Ford made sure that anyone who was working for him, he made sure that they were, if they were not from America, that they would earn their citizenship and that they would be proved that they were working on behalf of America. And so they had a whole ceremony and the whole that, and they had to speak English and they had to take training on American history and on patriotism. This is what we have to have. This whole idea of people coming in and diluting our American patriotism, that's over. And I'll tell you, it's not about skin color. Because someone can be an American in their heart, and it doesn't matter what their skin color is. We've seen that some of these Asian Americans are the most patriotic people you ever saw, right? So I just am really thankful for President Trump doing this, and anyone, if some of these other ones want to be here, okay, cough up $1 million. So they've already gotten $1.3 billion in sales in just 2 days. That would equal 1,300 elite foreigners who brought U.S. protected who bought U.S. protected status. How many of them are friends, criminal money launderers, like, oh, Yeah, I don't believe so. I don't believe that's the case. I don't believe that's the case. Yeah, sorry, I pulled this one from this creepy person. Anyway, the point is, they're vetted, Mr. TrumpFileCreep.org. They're vetted. That's the whole point. Instead of just walking in across the border willy-nilly from Lord knows what. Anyway, these people. All right, two other quick things I wanted to show you before we have our special guest come on and join us. There are a couple of Bible stories that really lead us to believe that something like this can happen very quickly. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with this book that I wrote, this is the book, This is Biblical. And so one of the very first videos I did was I was talking about Elijah and how he was destroying the prophets of Baal. And I showed a video, I talked about this, I told the story about it. And actually that one was my first one to kind of go viral because from what I understand, they were told, that the military people were told to go look at the lady who was sitting by her rose bush in her backyard. And I was telling about how Elijah had destroy these prophets of Baal. And that's exactly what our military was doing when they were going to Epstein Island and cleaning it out. Anyway, so I now have written this book, I have pulled 17 Bible stories. Now, one of the stories that I'll tell in this book is about Gideon. And if you remember, and I've got that in the book, you can read more detail. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. But the reason I'm bringing it up right now is because Gideon was, you know, they were completely outnumbered by the Arameans. And so they had, you know, all of God's people were, you know, they had gotten involved in this evil satanic worship, and the Lord was punishing them, and they were hiding out for years and years and years, suffering terribly, you know, just having, you know, just kind of like what you see happening with the children in Gaza, where they go out. Did you see the video I just posted the other day where the children are going out to gather, you know, a little bit of vegetation, a little bit of trying to get something to eat, and then they get arrested by the IDF. It is pure evil. It's pure evil. And so the people in Gideon's time were having a similar situation. They were in a desperate plight. And so they all joined together and they said, we want to join together to fight the Arameans. We want to go ahead and be part of what you're doing. Well, the Lord said he did not want that many. And so if you think, okay, you know, there's just a few of us are really that, because especially when we keep finding that so many of these people are infiltrators. And it's very maddening that people that we think, oh, that we have trusted, all of a sudden we realize that they were infiltrators, and we were told that we would find that out. So you're like, we just have a ragtag bunch, and a lot of the ones that are really super powerful are traitors. It's very, very disheartening. But this story from Gideon, and it is in the book of Judges, chapter 7, is where the Lord brings them together, and he really decreases their numbers on purpose. The battle is the Lord's. It is not, does not have anything to do with the number of people. The Lord is able to win the victory even without us, right? And so he has chosen you, though, to fight in this battle, to expose the truth. I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm so thankful that we've been in this battle this whole time, because we've been pummeling out the truth as fast as we can go. So if you're not on our social media, please join with us. And every time you see these posts, get it out wherever you possibly can. Share it on all of my social media and hit likes and comments and do everything that you can to help push the truth out. Because people are getting wrong information everywhere. I talk to people and they are getting wrong information about a host of things. Anyway, so here's the story. I said Arameans. I said that wrong. Uh-oh, it was Midianites. Okay, Arameans is the next story. Whatever, they're all New World Order. The Midianite camp was in the valley just below Gideon. And that night the Lord said, get up, go down to the Midianite camp. I've given you victory over them. But if you're afraid, go down to the camp with your servant Purah. Listen to what the Midianites are saying and you will be greatly encouraged, and then you'll be eager to attack. So Gideon took Purah and went down to the edge of the camp, and the armies of Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east had settled in the valley like a swarm of locusts. Their camels were like grains of sand on the seashore, too many to count. Can you imagine? He's looking at this, just the sea of people. It's like, how can we defeat them? They're just everywhere. They're in the government positions. Like what we're seeing, they're in the government. They're all over. They're everywhere. They're in all these positions in the military. Which I'm not even going to go into. I'm thinking tomorrow I'm going to go into what's going on with the military. So stay tuned for that. Some bad guys in the military. Anyway, they're in the media. They're in the judges. They're everywhere. How do we go against these people? They're too powerful. They've risen into all these positions of power. And so it says, but Gideon crept up just as a man was telling his companion about a dream. He said, I had this dream. In my dream, a loaf of bread, barley bread, came tumbling down into the Midianite camp. It hit a tent, turned it over, and knocked it flat. His companion answered, your dream can only mean one thing. God has given Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite, the victory over Midianites and all its allies. The Lord struck fear into the people. The Lord struck fear into the people. This is what happened with Gideon fighting the Midianites. When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he bowed in worship before the Lord. He returned to the Israelite camp and said, get up. The Lord has given you victory over the Midianite hordes. He divided the 300 men into three groups. So 100, 100, 100. And gave each man a ram's horn and a clay jar with a torch. They are not going with bullets and guns. We do not have bullets and guns. You and I have a trump. A ram's horn. We have our wonderful President Trump. And we have a clay jar with a torch. What it is the clay jar is to make noise. And the torch is to shine the light of truth. And that's what we have. The truth will set us free. This is what we do. We make noise on the internet. We make noise sharing the truth, right? That's what we do. That's what it's talking about. And he said, keep your eyes on me when I come to the edge of the camp. Just do as I do. As soon as I and those with me blow the horns, the ram's horns, blow your horns too, all around the entire camp and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. And that's why whenever President Trump says something, whether it's about the gold card, whether it's about the whatever it is, 1776, that's why we shout that out. He is the leader in this battle, like Gideon. And when he shouts something, that's exactly what we do. We are out there pummeling out this truth. It was just after midnight, after the changing of the guard, when Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the Midianite camp. Suddenly they blew. Okay, so they surrounded him. They made a big circle around the entire camp. 300. So it's a big camp. So they blew the horns and they broke their clay jars, and all three groups blew their horns and broke their jars. They held the blazing torches in their left hands and their horns in their right hands, and they shouted, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. So they're making a huge clamor, a huge clanging, a huge banging, a huge shouting of the trump. Now, it's the middle of the night. They are sleeping. It's so similar to the Hessian forces. It's so similar to that. And they woke up with a start, and look what they did. Each man stood in his position around the camp and watched as all the Midianites rushed around in a panic, shouting as they ran to escape. When the 300 Israelites blew their ram's horns, the Lord caused the warriors in the camp to fight against each other with their swords. God's people did not need the swords. All they needed was the trump and the truth. That they would clang out the truth. Those who were not killed fled to places as far as Bethshitta near Zerara, as to the border of Abel-Mehola near Tabith. Okay, so that I just wanted you to see that the Lord is clearly able to rescue us from our enemies. And He does not need anything from us except for us to just obey Him and follow His command. All right, I think that's it. The one other story, super, super quick, and that one's in this book right here. It's in the chapter on abundance. And you're like, there's no way that we could have, you know, in that quickly we could have the funds that we need. Well, let me show you this Bible story where it certainly can happen. And this was a story where the people were down to nothing. They were surrounded by the enemies. This is the Arameans. This is in 2 Kings chapter 7. They were surrounded. They were surrounded by the enemies, and they had nothing left to eat. They were all, I didn't want to tell you what they were eating. It was just bad. It was bad. Just disgusting. So the Lord told through the prophet that they would have more food than they could ever eat that very next day. Well, this creepy guy, I can't remember what his name was, he was like one of the leaders, said, there's no way. He said, the officer assisting the king said to the man of God, that couldn't happen even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. We do not want to be like that creep. We do not want to be like him. We want to be people who trust the Lord and believe his word and are looking with eyes of faith to what he's going to do, right? That's what we, that's how we roll. That's how we have the light of truth and the faith, right? In the Lord. And so that next morning, sure as the world, there were four men with leprosy sitting at the entrance of the city gates. Why should we sit here and wait to die? We'll starve if we stay here, but with the famine in the city, we'll starve if we go back there. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Aramean army. If they let us live, so much the better. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway. So at twilight, they came out to the for the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, no one was there. No one was there. For the Lord had caused the Aramean army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and the galloping of horses and the sounds of the great army approaching. The king of Israel had hired the Hittites and the Egyptians to attack us, they cried to one another. So they panicked and they ran in the night, abandoning their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and everything else as they fled for their lives. This is a picture of what's happening to the New World Order. Panic, panic, panic. Love this. They all left and all the stuff was there. And so these four lepers were gathering all this stuff. Well, they couldn't, what are they going to do with all this stuff? They finally realized, we've got to go and tell everybody because they're over there starving in the city to this very, very minute. And so that's exactly what happened. They told the people and they came out and they found out that that was definitely the case. And so everyone had more than they could ever have imagined. And that will happen with us. This is what's going to happen, you guys. We have been suffering. We've been struggling. We've been health and wealth and peace. Everything's been terrible because of these creeps running everything and under putting us under siege, basically. And we're going to have more than we can ever imagine. It's going to be so wonderful. And let me go back to at the end. It says, so the king came out of his bed. Let's see the two chariots. Everything happened exactly as the man of God has predicted when the king came to his house. The man of God had said to the king, by this time tomorrow in the markets of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost 1 piece of silver and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost 1 piece of silver. And the king's officer had replied, that couldn't happen, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. And the man of God had said, you will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it. And so it was, for the people trampled that officer to death at the gate. Boom. That one's in the chapter on the abundance. Read more about that story. In the golden age, this is where we're going to have abundance. And for us, it's a matter of us receiving and believing his promises and seeing clearly from his word what he has promised. Amen? Isn't that awesome? I love that. So here's where you can see the books if you want to go there. And I don't have the audiobook ready for The Golden Age, but I do have it for the others. And you can listen to it. And it might be a nice present for someone who is maybe interested in finding out more about the wonderful truth about end time. So there are the books right there. I'll put the link. All right. And now I have our wonderful guest. I hope she's still here listening. I have a wonderful guest who's going to explain some wonderful things to us for our health. Uh-oh, let me make sure I haven't kicked her off. No, I have her. Yay! Hey, Dr. Laura, I'm so glad to see you.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Hey, I'm so glad to see you. So if you guys are not familiar with Dr. Laura, she has been such a blessing to us, our family, and so many patriots. I go to her office and I see all these wonderful patriots getting well. And we just love you so much and thank God for you, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me in your show. I'm so happy to be here and to be able to share good news with everyone.
Yes. Too. Okay. I want to make sure that you can share your screen because she has something really cool to tell us that I did not understand. And so I'm learning all the time from her about how our body, I mean, I've never had allergies in my life, but these allergies how that works with our nervous system. I thought it was more like you get an allergic reaction and you start to have like a hives, or you start to have start to sneeze or whatever. But she's going to explain what is happening. And if you, I just want to make sure to share this link before I give her the screen. Here's my website, freedomforce.live/health. I'm going to pop that in here because that's where you can see the information about, and I'm going to share her search site too, because her, the link to prescribinglife.com is right there. So yes, take it away, Dr. Laura. Explain to us, teach us about what is happening and how we can have our health back.
Well, thank you again. And yeah, I'm very excited to be sharing this, especially here with you, Melly, because you have helped really. There are so many of your patrons who can come, who have come to the office and they have gotten better. You know many of their stories. So to all of them, I want to say hi right now. We're so happy for you. We want to keep helping you. And also because even though, you know, we are a non-traditional medical practice that really looks for getting people better back to who they really are, and knowing that God has provided a plan in our body to heal itself. And sometimes we just need to help to get back on track and get on that plan. And I just want to say that, like I was saying, this is about what we do is based on helping the nervous system to calm down. But I love what you do, Melissa, is helping people to get hope and feeling better. And that is also part of, you know, being healthy.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. I see.
Yes, there's a Bible verse that says a joyful heart is good medicine.
Absolutely.
It's very important that we have that hope. And exactly. And that's what you have provided for us too, because I remember the first time when my mom was in terrible pain, that's why I first found Dr. Laura. Our mutual friend, Gertie, hey Gertie, if you're listening, she was saying, you know, that mom would be well, and I needed to hear that. I hardly could believe it at that point. And so if you feel that way, I just want you to listen to Dr. Laura, because she knows how to help you not to live in pain or not to have these allergic reactions. So tell us, you want to share the screen?
Yeah. All right. Let me do this.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Did I share it?
I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see. Oh, you know what? I need to stop sharing. That's what, if I stop, then you can share. Now, that's what I need to do. I love going to school. I love learning all this. So tell us, what is this?
Okay, can you guys see it now?
Yes, make it a little bit bigger.
All right, great. Let's see. There we go. We good now?
Yes, love it.
Awesome. All right, so I want to talk to you guys about today, our nervous system, because I think we all have been trained to believe that, yes, it's a part of our body and it's focused specifically, you know, it has our brain, so we think with it and then it sends some signals to the rest of our body, but that's basically it, right? However, that's not the case. There is a big connection between the nervous system and every organ of our body. Mm-hmm. So it helps to regulate everything from mobility to sensitivity, but also it will help us recover and maintain overall health, including the immune function. And that is very important, because the immune function is the one that has such a big role in allergies, right? Especially when they get out of control. So that is why we need to start seeing our body. And I think this is the huge difference between regular medicine and, you know, holistic treatments, is that we see our body as a whole. Everything is connected, you know, just like in nature, just like God intended. And we can't dissect just one part or treat just one part of our body or one system or one organ, because at the end of the day, everything that is happening in one specific area is going to affect everything else. And this is a special case for the nervous system, since, as you guys can see, it's everywhere and it's connecting everything. I'll show you another graph that I think it will give us a little bit more clarity on that.
But right. Well, this reminds me that we have so many doctors who specialize, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't specialize in different areas, but they're so disjointed. Our medical the AMA is so disjointed, and I don't think that the right hand knows what the left hand is doing, and that has not benefited our health at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way we learned in med school. It's just like when you guys remember taking biology, and we're like, oh, okay, let's see the gastrointestinal system, and now let's see the respiratory system, but they were never thinking about, okay, what happens when one of them is affected? What is going to happen to everything else, right? And unfortunately too, they're all together. They're all working together. Right. So here we have another picture that will show us these are the neurons. So they're the cells of the nervous system. And you guys can see how they're sending so many connections, or they're connected to everything. So think about it as a network of communication that it communicates through basically electricity, really. So we can talk about electricity, energy, or biochemical reactions. And they've been sending all over our body from our brain, and they're also getting through our brain, but to many other organs. So this is very cool and interesting too. Our nervous system, or we always think about our nervous system like, okay, the base is our brain, right? Like that's where we have our neurons. That's what we think with. However, and many of you already know this, but there are other centers of neurons that are in different areas of our body and that are helping us to regulate that. One of the most important is in our heart. So thinking with our heart also in that way, it makes, a lot of sense. There are many neurons there. There's a huge bundle of them that it helps to regulate the nervous system itself. And there is another one in the gastrointestinal system. So when they talk about the second brain, when they talk about the gut feeling, when you're feeling and thinking with your gut, that is also true, but it also helps to regulate everything else. So just to show you a little bit more about that, I'm just going to change screens here for a second. Can you all see the skeleton I'm showing here?
Yes.
Okay, great. So yes, we have a skeleton here, but now we're going to add some of the nerves. So this is all you guys can see. And this is just what we can see. Imagine what we cannot. All the ones that are microscopic and that are everywhere. So see how big that network of information is. It's everywhere and it's in every place. So for example, for somebody who has back pain, we're thinking, okay, well, it is located here, but how does it go down my leg, or how is it connected to my knee or my foot? So you can see that that's actually very possible, because all those nerves are going, they're in different paths and they're all connected in different areas of our body. Now, that is not just for pain or for mobility, because then let's see what happens if we have here our circulatory system. So you see, we're going to remove this skeletal so we can see a little bit better. Here, look at the heart, how many nerves are connecting it, right? How all of these nerves are providing information to our heart. So they're definitely related. And one of the most important, of course, is the vagus nerve, or the phrenic nerve, but they're all over our body. Then if we're looking the respiratory system, it's going to be the same thing. Right? So anything that is happening in the nervous system is going to end up affecting different organs. That's what I want us to have clarity on. Same thing with the digestive system. So if the nervous system, which is the one that is commanding, which is helping with, for example, intestinal mobility, right? It's not sending signals right to produce the muscle contraction so people can have the bowel movements. How is that going to happen? And then we say, oh, we have constipation. Like, how did that happen? Right? So that is the reason why many people in pain, taking medicine for pain or opioids, then they end up having constipation. So So you see how everything is connected, and and that is why it's so important for us to see the connections, even if, you know, our doctor is not telling us, or he's just like, okay, your heart is the one that has the issue, or your lungs are the one that have the issue, or your gut is not working properly. We need to understand that everything can be related also to what's happening in your nervous system. But the good news is that if the nervous system has something to do with it, we can also talk and communicate to it to help regulate every organ in our body. Yeah. So that
is something I wanted to share with you. They never talk about that. They never talk about that on in the medical community. You never hear a doctor talking about the nerves. I've always heard since I was young that there was nothing we can do for the nerves, which is not true. And so, for those of you who saw, I said, sent out a picture of a buddy because he hurt his back, and so we actually had acupuncture for him this week, and that helped him to his nerves to learn. Oh, I have some legs back here. I need to send the signal to these legs, even though it was, you know, and also to reduce the inflammation, which I know you're going to get to talking about that here in a second. But you know, this is the kind of alternative therapies that actually work instead of just throwing a pill at it. Not to say that we don't like some of the things from Big Pharma. We do like some of them, but not to live on them. That's what they've done. They've made us where we have to, you know, just live on it chronically. So anyway, I think that's very exciting to see that we can talk to the nerves and get them to go and give the right signals to the heart or the liver or the whatever body part that's not working. Am I right?
Exactly. That's exactly correct. And you were just sending us to this, the next image that I wanted to show you guys, because like you said, medications are necessary and important at some moments in our life, but they should hopefully be treated as something that we're using for an emergency or something acute. The problem is when they become, or we're treating an issue chronically. So here we can see it. I know there is a lot of words in here, but I want to make it very simple. I just wanted to show you guys again how this is the fight and flight response, which is what we live most of the time. Unfortunately, because of stress and everything that is happening in the world. And that's why I said, Melissa, you're actually helping people in many ways, you know. So that fight and flight response sends so much information into our nervous system and our hormones that are going to make changes in our body. And look, it affects our brain, it affects our lungs, our muscles, our liver, our heart. So it creates, an exaggerated heartbeat. So then we ended up with something that's called tachycardia, when the heart is going too fast, or high blood pressure, or, you know, the stomach then starts getting ulcers. So all these different things are actually promoted from a fight and flight response state that can occur, and that's why I have the image about the allergen or a toxicity or trauma, because when we have that accumulated in our body for a long period of time, that is going to make the nervous system enter into that fight and flight response. Unless, of course, as well, if we have an exaggerated amount of the allergen or a toxic substance in a particular time, that's going to send our nervous system out the roof as well into that fight and flight response. What does that mean? We're trying to protect our body, and that creates a lot of different neurochemicals and hormones that are going to be released that are related to stress, but also are going to create different things like stress and anxiety. Of course, we're feeling like, what's going on with my body? And it could be, you know, any of the symptoms that we just mentioned. And that is going to send our immune system in a hyper response. And that's when the allergies come into place.
Right.
So if you guys can see, in many cases, when we're having an allergy, and most of the response that or most of the medications, what they're trying to do is to work in the immune system. However, this graph is showing us that the immune system is just a response to to what was happening already in your nervous system.
Right.
Because the nervous system is the one that sends the signal.
Right, right.
So we're just kind of like stopping a signal without changing anything.
Yes, it starts here with at the top on the left. You guys see the allergen toxicity trauma. So either you've had, you've fallen, you had some kind of injury, maybe even a scar tissue from a surgery type of thing. So you've had that trauma to your body, or you could have some type of toxicity that maybe I heard this lady was talking yesterday, how she had a terrible allergic response to eating peanuts. I never heard of such when we were little, but I don't think it's the peanuts per se. I think it's the toxins, the chemicals that are right on the nuts, right? And so she had a terrible, terrible reaction, broke out in hives and just was in terrible, terrible pain and trouble. But that's where it started from. So the first thing is to get away from whatever toxic thing is causing your body to have, the nervous system to have this fight or flight response where it's in high alert. And so like with Buddy, he had his back was hurting and his nerves were, I could feel his back tremoring. Now you might not feel the tremoring, but your body is, if it's having these reactions, these difficulty breathing or causing you to sneeze uncontrollably or whatever it is, it's really from the nervous system is in this hyper state, right? So that's what it's talking about here in this little circle. This little circle, nervous system enters the fight or flight response, stress or anxiety, immune system hyper response. So you might start getting where you think, oh, I need to get some antihistamines to stop that. Well, that's what Laura was telling me, is that that's only one symptom. That's not really going to the root cause of this. We first of all need to remove the toxic situation, and number two, to calm the nerves down. Am I saying it right?
You're saying it correctly. That's exactly what we need. We need to detox. We need to make sure we're not exposed to those toxicities, allergens again. If there is a trauma, we need to clear the area of the trauma. That's part of what we do at Prescribing Life. And then we need to help the nervous system to calm down again. That's the other part that we do, that we help it train. When we're not doing that, we enter into this cycle, and you guys can see it, it started with the nervous system, creates a lot of stress, anxiety. There is an hyper response in the immune system and everywhere else. And that is going to give us chronic inflammation. So that chronic inflammation is going to go to different areas depending on our genetics or what we're more predisposed to have issues with. Well, guess where the symptoms are going to be presented in those specific areas. So those are the ones that we need to correct or help with the most.
Right.
It is a process, very different to, just taking a medication when you're seeing results immediately, but you have to do it every 8 hours or every 12 hours just to continue, because we're just putting a bandage on the issue.
Right.
Here is clearing out all that information and toxicity that has been there for a long time.
Right.
So, I wanted to show you guys that. And then here again, we can see all the different areas that can be affected when we are in a fight and flight response, when there is toxicity in our body, when there is a trauma that is not being resolved. What I mean by that is that, like you said, surgery, fractures, etc., that haven't healed properly. And even if, doctors are telling you everything seems fine, your imaging is nothing looks wrong, but then you're still having symptoms, this could be one of the causes why that is happening. Since the nervous system in many cases is not something that you can see what's wrong, it's just more a problem of functionality. It could cause many symptoms around your body. So in the nervous system, we have that increases the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. In the heart, that it could increase the risk of persistent high blood pressure and heart disease. Digestion, it can trigger IBS, reproduction, anything you can think of, even your libido and fertility. So if you think about it, unfortunately, the world, this world that we live until now, and I know, and I really pray for this to change soon, and I know we're going to get there. It is created to activate our our fight and flight response.
Right, right.
And that's not the way, you know, we were created.
Right.
Or designed, so.
I was just going to share with everybody the your Telegram. She's on Telegram. What other places are you located, Dr. Laura?
So I'm on Telegram. I'm also on YouTube. We have a lot of the testimonies. And in our website, you guys can find a lot of the information that we're sharing with here, and a lot of the testimonies from different patients. And then, of course, whenever it's convenient, it's good to have a telemedicine, a consultation, so we can diving into your particular case and what is happening in your nervous system. And that this is what I do usually in the telemedicine, is go with every person, diving into what's happening and map out a plan and showing you also, okay, this is the cause, or this is what we think it is, it could be the cause of the issues that we're presenting.
Right.
But then you can see it's multisystemic. There is usually not one thing. So
right. Because the toxins are everywhere. The problem is that they're everywhere. And so that's why, you know, Dr. Laura has talked to me about, you know, she's the one who really got me on the green smoothies, which you guys, if you haven't seen that, go to my freedomforce.live/green smoothies. And I go in and explain, you know, how you're getting, you know, none of the bad things, but only the good things, you know, and to that your body is really needing, and then it gets your system to work properly so that it sends the right signals. And first of all, just stopping this crazy inflammation, you know, and little things that you don't even realize, like, you know, because of just like nuts, you got to be really careful with nuts to make sure that they are not filled with pesticides. Same thing with so many of these vegetables. If they're filled with pesticides, then they could be doing you more harm than good. I'm not saying don't eat your vegetables. I'm just saying you've got to be careful about what you're eating, because it could have these hidden things that are harming you and harming your gut. And so then you think, oh, I've got IBS. I need to go take a pill. That's intentional. They want to get you on this stuff forever. And so, you know, how to get off of these medications, but it's unfortunately because they have done so much to us. Thank God for RFK, because he's working really hard to get everything set right. But it's going to take a minute to get all the food. Like, they're taking out the dyes. They're doing a lot of different things. And eventually we'll get there where you can actually not have to worry about everything you purchase at the grocery store. But that's one of the things that Dr. Laura talks about, is what are possibly some of the things that are causing this, so that she can fix it. But if we go back and start the process all over again, then we never get off of the merry-go-round. Am I right?
Right. Exactly. And I think, like you said, at some point we're going to not have to worry about that. But for now, it is our responsibility to make sure we're eating things that are clean. So that includes, guys, look at the ingredients or whatever you're purchasing. Make sure that you can get as many clean ingredients as you can possibly can. There are ways also to clean out pesticides, and one of them is baking soda and vinegar, for example. If you wash them off really well, there are videos that explain how to do that, and we just need to get rid of as much toxicity as we can. So here in this graph, I just wanted to show you how from the fight and flight response, that in this case will be the action zone, because we're still kind of mobile, and that's why it's fight and flight, right? We're ready to fight if we need to, and our body is ready to fight if it needs to, and that's why it starts entering into this state of danger. We need to do so many things. That's what starts inflammation, but it can get so bad, and then we'll be into the emergency zone, which is where we have been in a chronic state of pain, depression, even dissociation, and there is no energy. There are so many things that are going, you know, wrong. Then the idea and our goal is take you back to the safety zone, which is working with the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the opposite of the fight and flight response, and to put you in a state that you have an immune response that is boosted, by working properly, and your body can rest and recover. So that is the goal of the parasympathetic nervous system. Put you in a state that is not the fight or flight response. We have it because that's what we do usually when we are digesting, when we're able to sleep well, when we are connected, grounded, even praying. Like those are great states when you're actually like connected and praying. Those are states that are activating your parasympathetic nervous system. The thing is that most of us have been from all our life, including our childhood, in a state of fight and flight response because of many different reasons. So our goal is to help you, and there are many different ways to do that, to get back into the parasympathetic nervous system as much as possible.
Yes, I love it. I'm so thankful for it. And I'm anxious for the day when then the AMA will actually have this as part of their treatments. This is where we have to get to, where we, you know, treat the whole body, including the nervous system, which affects clearly, like that picture you showed us, everything. So what's on this one?
So here, just to finish up, is just to show you guys how we want to help, and we can do it with your body and your mind, because we also like provide with emotional trauma release. So it helps to it helps us to understand so many of the things that have happened to us since childhood can still be affecting us today. And of course, with your body, the most important part is prioritizing your physical wellness, helping your nervous system to recover, and also getting rid of the toxicities that we may be encountering in our daily life. Then the second part, the third and the fourth point, I just think is so important for all of us to keep connected to the world, our interactions, to be loving, to stay in nature, and our connection to God and to spirituality. You know, like those are things that really ground us. And at the end of the day, we were talking with Melissa the other day about this, the beginning of health, and it starts in our heart, in our soul. And the only thing and being, and you know, it's our Holy Father who can really take us there. So what we do is try to help in this, you know, in this planet and earth and our kingdom, to help people to get well. But at the end of the day, we all have to be connected to our Lord. Yes. To pray that to be able to happen.
That's right. Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that. I love that. Definitely go and check. And I would really encourage you guys to go to Prescribing Life to learn more. Maybe do a telemed. Maybe do and also talk very quickly about your foundation and how. See, they go on medical missions and they help like people who can't afford it, and how you guys do that and how we can be part of supporting that. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you for saying that. It just makes me so happy to talk about the foundation and the missions we do. So we've been in different countries in South and Central America. We've been in El Salvador, in Panama, in Costa Rica, in Colombia. We're planning our next missions. And so once or twice a year, we go to an area that really needs help with treatments that they have no access to healthcare at all, not, you know, either from the government, because even if it's supposed to be there, they'll never get access to, or they can't afford it either. And we try to give also hope to people in those areas, helping them with pain management, with mobility, with nutrition. We bring other doctors as well that are, you know, connected to the way we think, that want to help people. And in the last mission that we went to El Salvador, we were able to see about 900 people in over a week. And it was fantastic. A lot of those videos from the foundation, you can also find them at prescribinglife.foundation. And you can see all the work that we've done over 5 years. We've seen more than 8,000 people. We always also, of course, work with children. We look for a local orphanage and we see how are their conditions? How can we help? We bring psychological help and everything else. So, yeah, we just want to always do something for the people who need it the most. And I think a good way to bring hope is doing that in other countries who have no access to anything like this.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm so happy to be a part of that too. Very, very exciting. So definitely check into that. Yes. So, and actually on the last one, they had some people who came in there on a wheelchair and left walking. So it's, this is huge. And the, like, when you go to the YouTube channel, I guess you've got YouTube too. Yes. You have YouTube.
We have YouTube.
Okay.
Channels.
So YouTube as well as the
they
Telegram.
Have been put it down, but they're back on.
So. Okay. Right. Just like, yeah, because that's what happens is if you actually are talking about alternative therapies, they don't like that at all. But anyway, so thankfully you're back, but they were, saying that, I was going to tell something. Anyway, I was just look at all the testimonies, and it's not just for pain. It's for like people who are getting well from Guillain-Barre, from multiple sclerosis, from just a whole host of things. Because just like you were saying, yeah, just any type of issue that you might be having, health wise, it's going to be affected by the nerves. And so really exciting. All right. So, I think that is it. If you want to, unshare the screen real quick and then I'll jump back in. Yes. All right. So, okay. There thank you. Yes. Good job. All right. So, I'm going to see if I can do it this way. Let's see, share. I want to show super quick your website. Before we go, prescribinglife.com, and you can get to it from my health page, prescribinglife.com. And so, yeah, this is where you want to go to get to see more about what she's done. You can see the testimonials, do appointments, and so, and also learning more about the nutrition, then what you should do to help to maintain your health. So very, very exciting. So I guess the main takeaway I want you guys to know about from this video, I want you to understand if you're having an allergic response, the answer is in settling down your nervous system and removing yourself from whatever has caused the response, not just taking an allergy pill. And that they, you know, of course, that's what they want to have you on for the rest of your life. So, go ahead.
To that, I want to add that in many cases, we think like, oh, yes, I'm allergic to nuts. But we don't know, and we have seen with many patients, is that there are other things that we might be consuming that are affecting our reaction. So I was telling Melissa with a kid that he was allergic to the grass from baseball fields. He loved to play baseball. And he was so great on it. And he was like, I'm allergic to this grass. Actually, he was having a cross allergic reaction, which we were able to calm down from the nervous system, but also by removing dairy. So in many cases, we need to figure out what else Wow. could be affecting, you know, the nervous system. And in his case, the respiratory, he was presenting like an asthma, reaction, and he's fine. He doesn't have asthma anymore. He doesn't have to take inhalers anymore. He can play baseball. He's great. And the problem was, you know, in something else that we were not thinking was the culprit, but it Wow. could be especially dairy and the respiratory system and the gastrointestinal system and extremely related. So yeah, I just
Wow.
wanted to
Who would ever expect it to be related to dairy? And so, yeah, I've been off dairy for a good long time. So the great thing is we do have a lot of alternative things that you can use. Like I do banana milk. And so, there's a lot of great options, even if you don't want to, you know, there's almond milk and cashew milk, but if you don't want to do those, there's
oat milk.
Yeah, but look at, she's like, look at all the ingredients, Melissa. She's really like helping me to learn to do that. Okay, before we go, before Christmas, can everybody do this big favor for me? Can everybody send a Christmas card to Tina Peters and just encourage her for Christmas that we're thinking of her, that we're not forgetting her, and we're praying for her. And so whatever you want to say, I think that would be so wonderful. And I'm hoping for that's a big Christmas for her to be released, to be in witness protection so that she can go out and bring down this terrible cabal about the truth. And President Trump said it's imminent. That's another thing that he was saying. It's imminent that we will get all this truth out about the elections. And Tina Peters is a big part of that. So let's pray for her and pray for everyone's health and pray for our military. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, that you do calm our nerves. Just even saying your name helps our nerves to calm down. We know that you are in control, that this day is the day you have promised to us, that it would be very a wild day and maybe some confusion, but that the wise will see it and that we will be able to put our trust in you and then know that you are in control. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful future that you have promised, this golden age that you've promised for us. Lord, until we get there, just help us to take care of our bodies. We want to live to see it. We want to live to see these beautiful, bright days. So guide us on how we can restore our nerves so they're working properly, how we can, every bite of food that we have, everything that is in our environment, any type of toxin. Lord, just guide us on what we can do to make sure that we are getting everything for our bodies that we need. Help us to detox all the things that have been in our bodies that are causing us damage. Just, Lord, we just trust in you to guide us. And that as we learn, that you will use that to help for us to help ourselves and as well as to help others. And thank you for Dr. Laura, all that she's doing. We pray for Tina Peters and just ask you to bless her now. Help her to know that you are right beside her, that you will never leave her, and that you have chosen her for a mighty purpose in this day. And just give her that courage and that strength. We also ask you to lift up all of our military people, especially with some big things that are very possibly imminent. We ask that you would give them the courage, give them the strength, and that they would have no fear, knowing that they are on your side, and that those who have fought against your kingdom coming and for freedom for the world, we pray that, Lord, they will be just like the Arameans and just like the Midianites, that you will strike fear into their hearts and that they will end up destroying each other and they will no longer be able to destroy humanity. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and bless them. Use them in a mighty way to be that trumpet of truth and light everywhere they go. We ask you to bless our battalion and use us mightily for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. I'm so glad we got to hang out together. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Don't forget, 11 a.m. Central. And I guess I'll play my little song for you at the end, because this is our theme song, right? We are this mighty, mighty battle. Anything else, Miss Dr. Laura, before we go?
Thank you for having me here. Yay. And Merry Christmas to you all.
Yes, Merry Christmas. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Ranking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.